Nicole Wilmans is the sole survivor.
I know, it's actually unbelievable, but so surreal and just so grateful for sitting here today and being the sole survivor.
As a former castaway and huge fan of Survivor SA, I decided to catch up with Nicole to find out more about her winning game, and here's the podcast.
Mike V, East Coast Radio.
Nicole, congratulations and well done on your amazing win of Survivor SA. It is prolific and it's well deserved. Were you feeling nervous? Was it tough to wait for the 9 months since filming wrapped to finally hear the results this past week?
Absolute torture, sitting there the whole day, like waiting to know what actually happened. So it was a long time coming, but waiting for 9 months is no joke. Like literally. Also, I try to like get myself out of thinking about it because, you know, 9 months is not a joke. So to think for 9 months, okay, did I win or did I lose? It's actually like a bit of torture. So I think I like kind of switch that off and try to just be in the moment and enjoy the show.
Nicole, what really impressed me about your game was your ability to stick it out. Like, I remember being on the island and it was getting near the end and I felt defeated and depleted and out of luck. And I almost at one point felt like I had nothing left to give. Where with you, you always seemed to be in the game and you always were thinking about it and you pushed really hard. And in the end, that led to your win. So how does one remain resolute under the extreme conditions of the end game of a Survivor season?
Oh, no, it's so much that goes on in your mind to keep you in the moment and like keep you playing the game, because you're so hungry, you're so starved, you're so deprived from all things that fuel you. So for me, what I said to myself in the beginning, it's only 39 days. Like that is it. That's as bad as it's going to get. It doesn't get any worse than that. 39 days is all you need to do. So I remember sitting in tribal councils when it was pouring with rain and I was drenched and I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep in wet clothes. It's going to be a dismal next 24 hours. And I just kept saying to myself, this too shall pass, and this too shall pass, this too shall pass. And just like repeated that in my mind so many times that I started believing that. And I was like, okay, well, I said it so many times and then an hour will pass. And then you're like, okay, then the sun comes out. So they are always like, I felt like there was always something keeping me motivated and keeping me strong. And I know like my heart is always, you know, I'm such a fighter. So I was like, I'm not going to give up. And it's only 39 days. I can absolutely do that.
Amazing, amazing. Now, you're one of my favorite winners in recent times because you didn't play the flashiest game, and I feel like at moments you were hidden in the edit. Although you were always present, you were never really a front runner because perhaps your game was less flashy than some counterparts. But I thought your social bonds were really important throughout the game, and I thought that you really showed off some great maturity, and in the end you took the opportunity when it mattered. So what was it like then watching the show back, knowing that you were in the final two and had a good chance of winning and never really seeing yourself at the forefront of the edit?
It's weird watching it back because, you know, you live it 24/7. You eat, sleep, breathe, survive for 39 days. So it's like it's your life. And then watching it back and feeling like, okay, well, I don't feature much. But I do understand that the editors have a story to tell. And I think what happened was my confessionals and the time I had on screen was maybe not as entertaining as a Santuni or a Chappie. It's beautiful how they did make it look like Chappies was going to win at the end. And what a blindside, what a surprise.
At the final immunity challenge, you seem to be in a position where if you won, you win the season. If you lose, you get voted out or you lose to Chappies at final two. Tell me about the frame of mind you were in, especially when Chappies very smartly said to you that you were in the final two. Did that sort of make you relax a bit, or how did you respond to that moment?
I just actually ignored it. I was like, okay, well, he could be messing with me. And also, if I get to the final, I want to deserve my spot, then I want to win this one. Whatever he said, it just went in one ear and went out the other side. But I really tried to not think about the pain, but also not forget that, you know, like take myself in such a space that I lose focus and potentially fall off. So I really wanted to just stay focused that this is a million-rand challenge. And I honestly, I could have stood there for another 3 hours because I was so ready to win.
Now, Nicole, you are the youngest winner of Survivor SA ever, 26 years old. That's a big achievement. I was the youngest member on my cast when I played, and I felt that it was a massive factor in the way the game turned out for me. I felt that I was very naive compared to some of my older castmates, and yet you won the season despite being very young. Tell me about the experience of that and how age factored into your eventual win.
I actually kind of like forgot about people's age, and I just took it for what it was. And seeing people and hearing what they're saying, regardless of their age, and just feel like you can have an opinion regardless of someone's age or what how smart they might sound. Or yeah, I really listened to what people had to say.
Now, Nicole, you've won Survivor SA. This is a massive deal. Was it a lifelong dream for you?
No, it's insane. I started watching when I was in middle school. My older sister actually introduced me to Survivor and The Bachelor, and I've been hooked ever since.
If I'm thinking that I could do this, I could get into the island, spend 39 days outwitting, outplaying and outlasting, and I could win the whole thing, is it worth applying?
A lot of people are hesitant to enter the show because they are scared of rejection. And I just want to say, like, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And even if your first or your second or third or fourth, you know, attempts to enter the show are not successful, keep going. Like, the people that cast you see value in that, and they see that you're resilient. And I remember at mine, I was like, you're going to see my face until you put me on the show.
Nicole Womans, the new winner of Survivor SA. She's won the season called Immunity Island, and she was an absolute superstar. Congratulations, and you are the sole survivor.